I just like how some of your young corners played this past week, and I guess with Logan's status up in the air, I guess you're kind of figuring out what the plan is going to be for Sunday still. Young corners,
well,
I guess, the first time.
Yeah, well, they played hard, and the team played hard, and we gave up too many plays. And I'm never going to be happy if we get a couple of those creasers in there like we got. But, you know, we were playing without our two of our first three corners that, you know, been there all year long. So I think in that light that those young guys did a pretty good job.
How much has Jacksonville's offense improved since the first time you played him?
I think they've made good improvement. You know, they're 10-5, and the quarterback has been very, very steady and consistent for them. And, of course, the running backs are deep there. But I think just the operation as a whole is much smoother. And they've come up with important plays and then the real tight games when they've been in there and won the game. So you cannot not be playing at a pretty good pace to win that many games.
Quarterback just making better decisions. I think he's 21-11 touchdowns, interceptions. Is that the key to him this year compared to years past?
Well, he's you know, you certainly wouldn't call him an old quarterback. He's been maturing, I think, and making good progress all along. I think the addition of the backs, the running game, as would help any quarterback, and I think they've helped him. But he's always been very capable of putting points on the board. He's got a lot of mobility. He's got size. And I think just the whole team in general has kind of gelled in there, and they're playing good football.
What do you see from Dodd as he kind of closes out his second season?
Dodd's made good progress. You know, he's never had the opportunity to sit and work at the professional football skills like he has finally, you know, these last 5 months or so. And he's improved significantly, and we've even used him in there in an inside position last Sunday quite a bit, and he did fine. So going down the road, if he continues to grow like this, he's going to have a good future.
Yeah, I mean, moving forward, I mean, offseason should help a guy like that. The first, 1 year he's come out of the draft, next year he's recovering from surgery. I mean, this is probably a big offseason for him.
Well, I think every offseason for a player in his first 4 years is huge, but particularly a player who's been injured and hadn't been able to do anything. He virtually got hurt, as I recall, about the first week of our coaching sessions. And he did manage to get back and play a few games that first year. But he's getting a lot of strength and confidence in his physique now. And it's going to help him, no doubt.
Adoree been about what you expect, or better than you expected, or how'd you kind of rate how he's done?
I think Adoree's done a good job. He's played a lot of roles on our team, and first year player, you know, we thought a lot of him from where we took him, and you know, first year players are going to have some plays that are you really like, and some of them that you want them to do better. But when you look at the overall picture and the, you know, he's been our starting corner all the way through there and done a good, solid job all the way through and made some great plays for us.
Did you realize Wesley was battling the flu, I guess, on Sunday? And when a guy – I think you had a couple of guys that were battling that. I mean, what'd that show you? You probably already knew what you had in those guys. But
yeah, Wesley never has to show me anything. He's a tremendous team leader. And, yeah, I mean, you know, that flu takes a lot of stuff out of you, but he didn't miss a snap, and he played a great game, really. And but it's what I expect out of him.
Mike said that the Jaguars appear to be doing less now than what they were trying to do in week two. What do you see from
the
reason?
They're doing any more. I think they're probably taking the approach that it's not broken, so don't mess with it. They got a good, solid offense, and statistically it shows it, and on their record it shows it. And so, you know, they're not going to change too much, but they do a good job of camouflaging and changing the personnel and changing the formation, things like that. But what they're doing is really not changing that much. I would agree to that.
You think your guys have done stuff to keep things, I hesitate to use the word light, but is there fun and laughter going on in the midst of this three games, or is there potential that people are stewing on things too much?
Our guys work hard, and I think people that enjoy working hard with the people they're working with are going to enjoy themselves somewhat. I mean, this is a tough business. In that streak there, you know, it's a 5-point and a 4-point and a 2-point. So, you know, it's not like there's not an answer to everything that's happening. And we just got to win those close games like we were doing when we were piling up the wins, and find a way to close them out when we get up.